God has come into our spirits. We've asked him, and he's come in via the Spirit of Christ. Now, somebody says, well, in order to keep that, you got to do this and this and this. And then we have to stop and say, well, wait a minute, hold the phone, it's getting complicated. I didn't put this whole thing together in the first place. I've done what I'm supposed to do. And the person says, well, when the Spirit of Christ comes in you, you're supposed to change. So change. Oh, wait a minute. If the change is produced by the Spirit of Christ, then what can I do to change? If the coming of Christ into our spirit makes changes, then how can I be responsible to make the changes, you see? That's where we come down to this point where people say, well, you can't be a Christian because you're not acting like a Christian. Well, take the title Christian and park it somewhere, because that's a human derivation. The fact the Bible says Christians were called that first in Antioch doesn't mean necessarily that that's a designation God has himself ordained. It's one we've picked up, and it does nicely because it implies the idea that we belong to Christ. But the designation Christian is very unprecise. It says so many things, and it says nothing. So all you can say really is that if you say to me, you have become a Christian, now behave like one, I'm going to say, well, if the Spirit of Christ in me is supposed to change me, then I should be, generally speaking, responding differently as a result of the Spirit, because if I've got to change myself, then maybe it's just human. Well, okay, so now a big question comes up. Well, what does change then? If you take Christ into you, what changes? A lot of people that have still lingering problems, and heavy ones, drug problems, alcohol problems, many different problems that still linger after their conversion. Some bright soul says to them, well, that shows maybe you weren't saved if you didn't get all that stuff taken care of. So then we're saying, well, who saves us, Christ or ourselves? Does Christ save me, or do I have to give up alcohol first? I have to give up alcohol first, forget it, because I probably won't. I'm saying that as speaking for someone else. I'm not talking about myself. I'll make that clear to you. I haven't yet had to worry about being an alcoholic. I'm not sure I'd treat things any better if I were than the other people do. You see, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. But anyway, the point is this. A lot of people in the world still have these problems. So what changes? Well, I've told you before, but it's kind of summary time here. What changes is your attitude, see? Your grasp of life, your grasp of God. If you ask Christ to come into your spirit, you can expect a change. I would almost guarantee it. Maybe I will guarantee it. But the change is not one that has to do necessarily with your behavior patterns. The change has to do with your attitude. Theoretically, a change of attitude should also change behavior patterns, theoretically. But not always. Doesn't always work that way. But this, I can say to you, will change. You will change in your attitude toward God. Instead of ignoring him, you'll pay attention to him. I don't mean you'll always listen or you'll always obey him. But I mean, instead of ignoring God, suddenly God is important.